Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I've got problems. One of them is my wife has decided to go back to work, and I appreciate that. We have a blockhouse to pay off, but an issue with that is now I have to do the cooking, and my kids are not happy about it. Last Father's Day, my 7-year-old wrote a letter saying, "Dad, I love you because you don't cook, which is good because you're a terrible cook." But now I've got to cook. I'm doing the breakfasts, I'm doing the lunches. I can get a bloody bowl of Nutri-Grain wrong, apparently. I get the pour wrong. And my son likes butter sandwiches and I ruin them, apparently. I put too much butter on a butter sandwich. I'm like, mate, you're not Gordon Ramsay, just eat the friggin' sandwich. I've got issues, everyone does. We're gonna solve my problems and everyone else's. Let's get the show started. Solutions for your problems, but I couldn't do it without my crack team of problem solvers. So let's put our hands together again for Amanda Keller, Ivan Aristigueta, Kate Langbrook, and Peter Hallier. Now, you two have been here before, but you two haven't been here before. Amanda, I mean, it's normally the living room for you in this studio.
That's and right. The role of Miguel is being played by Ivan.
Si, senora, si, senora. Yeah.
Ivan and I have also been on Have You Been Paying Attention together, so I do think that Miguel might be getting the...
Well, guys, these are real problems, so we need real solutions. Sure. So let's take this seriously. Yes. Please welcome to the stage Chris. Give it up for Chris, everyone. Just come and stand here. So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you turning up.
You're looking very sporty,
yes,
but I believe there is a reason for that. What is your problem?
So, I've started an Aussie Legends tattoo leg sleeve.
Can we have a look at who you've got so far?
Oh, hello.
Here we go. All right, who have we got there? You've got Alf from Home and Away.
And
Russell Coit.
Shouldn't that be on your coit?
Now, Amanda just asked whether Russell Coit should be on your coit. So there's one more that you're hiding, I believe. So who else have you got as an Aussie legend on this sock?
What the problem is, though.
What is your problem?
I don't know who to get next.
Who to get next? Now, I put it to you that you should pick one of these four legends.
I'm not Australian, so I'm out.
And also, we're women, and I'm assuming you don't have women.
Why can't women be a legend? Yeah. Well, he's sexist, Kate Langbrook.
It's his leg.
You can have women on your...
Yeah, definitely. Yes. That will be the plan.
How many women would you like on your leg?
I mean, one at a time.
One at a time is good.
I think we'd both look great with hair on our face, wouldn't we, Kate?
Yes. Now, Ivan, you've been here for quite a while and people are starting to love you in Australia. Are you looking for citizenship at some point?
It would be great for my visa, man.
Would you all be honoured to be on the leg of Chris?
But I don't want to... I'd love it, but I don't want to force Chris to have me on his leg.
I do. I'm very happy to force Chris. I can't think of a greater accolade than being etched onto somebody's skin forever.
What about Mick Fanning punching a shark?
Oh, that's a good one.
On your ass cheeks, like the shark could be on mine. The shark could be coming out of your ass. Fanning's just...
Yeah, I mean, it's all very well, but no, I want him to focus because we want him to get one of us four. Amanda, what will you do for him if he gets up on your leg?
The thing is, I have a relatively small head, so... look how big that head is.
It is. This could be an issue.
Yeah.
This could be an issue.
And it will be next to me on your car.
Yeah, side by side.
Right, that's something to think about.
Well, we do a radio show together.
We do. We
could suddenly you want one.
It's a lot to think about. We're going to send you off and you're going to make a decision. And at the, actually, we've got
Is this actually happening?
It's happening,
yeah.
This is,
yeah.
We've got a.
Are you serious?
We've got a. Your tattoo man, he's in the green room.
Oh my God!
There he is. He looks like a tattoo man.
Paul is in the green room. He is ready to do this. One of these legends is going to be on your leg by the end of the show. Who is it? We don't know, but what a great cliffhanger ending it's going to be. Off you go. Give it up for Chris, all right? Who's it going to be? Exciting. Very exciting. Up next is a video problem. Take a look.
Hi, Yuzi. It's Angela from the Gold Coast here. I have a little bit of a problem. My neighbour keeps leaving her sliding door to her bedroom open and she has regular sex, loud vocal sex. And on top of that, I can hear sometimes skin-on-skin slapping. Oh. That doesn't leave much to the imagination, let me tell you. I have confronted her about it and the noises and the vocals continue to happen. Please help.
Next door neighbour's rumpy pumpy.
But are people really noisy about it or are they faking it? In real life,
yes,
how
you.
Many people
thank you,
make
thank
those noises
thank you.
Every
Certainly,
night?
I've never experienced it firsthand. No.
Are you talking about the groaning or are you talking about
that? Both. That both of those things.
I don't think
you might be... a round of applause.
Like you're just clapping.
A slow clap. Like.
That's how the Venezuelans do it.
And when it goes longer than, say, 5 minutes, you're like, what's going on? Yeah. Surely.
Well, still that marathon, man. I mean, this, you know.
In my younger days, I used to pray that people around me were doing it so I could listen in, and I won't deny that.
You would actually pray.
Yeah. I went through adolescence before the internet, so.
Why can't you just get noise cancelling headphones?
Oh, what?
It's her life, mate. You know. She doesn't deserve that. What if the house burns down?
I'll record it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And do a podcast. Yes. You can have a podcast going like my neighbours are doing.
My neighbours are at it again.
Exactly.
But I don't think that would stop them because I think those sort of people. They'd love it.
But then so would she if she was getting some pleasure out of it.
There's actually another option, and it is fight fire with fire. And she, I believe that she is alone, so she can't really do. Angela can't do this on her own. But she could play a recording when they're going for it and then play it really loud and so it looks like she's having more fun than they are.
Okay.
Yes, and I've actually got an app called Keezy. What you do is you can get a series of voices and then you can play them all together. I'm going to make a sex noise.
Oh, no, don't.
Can we get a noise-canceling headphones now?
No, here we go. I'm going to do it in the ear.
Don't
do the face. Oh, you're beautiful. Sorry. Now, Amanda.
My turn.
All right, so you press the thing and then when you stop, when you finish, you press the thing.
You know it's bin night. The minute he hears that, he's stopping thinking about having sex. It'll work, I promise.
The truck doesn't turn up till 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, it'll put him right off. He's going, I haven't put the bins out. It's cold spoon.
Ivan is single, so this is an ad.
I'm gonna say it in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Of course you are.
Here we go.
Qué rico.
Do a bit more.
Así me gusta, rico. Sigue así, mi amor.
Wow, what did you say? What was it?
Que rico means delicious.
Can the camera just keep a tight shot of me for the next few minutes, please?
Help me! Someone call the police!
Finish it off, Peter. You're going to bring it home and then we're going to play it all together, all right?
I sing a special song.
Of course
when
you
we
do.
Make love.
All right.
Yeah, right.
All right. Yeah. Before or after?
She bangs. She bangs. Oh. I'll get the bins. We come full circle.
All right.
Now, guys, we're gonna plug this in. We're gonna plug this in and we're gonna play them all together. It's gonna be an a cappella session that Angela is going to be able to play to that other couple when they're or that woman who's doing the thing with all those dudes, or maybe one dude, I'm not sure. Here we go.
Oh, you're beautiful.
You know it's beautiful.
She banged, she banged. She banged, she banged.
Sorry. I'll get the bins.
There you go, we're going to give that to her. That's going to do the job, I believe. After the break, we tackle some of your toughest problems yet. Don't miss it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fearing the apocalypse? Brush up on your survival skills with every episode of Australian Survivor and the best of US Survivor on 10Play now.
Welcome back to Usually We Have a Problem, where we take your problems and turn into our solutions. We're going to cross to the green room now to see how our tattooist is going with Chris.
It's a nice shot, isn't it?
That hurts. It's got to be
a big head, hasn't it?
Yeah. We don't know who it is. Godspeed, Chris, and his tattooist, all right? So here we go, guys. The audience have been fantastic so far. We need to help them. We've got an audience member with a big problem. Can we welcome to the stage CJ? Here we go. Give it up for CJ.
CJ.
Absolutely. Sit down, CJ. CJ, how are you?
Good. Very good.
What is your problem?
Okay, I have a choice to make, Dave.
Yes.
Basically, I have a little baby girl now.
You do?
And she's like a one. Mm. So we're thinking, I've been living in Melbourne for many, many years, from Warrnambool.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking maybe I need to move back to Warrnambool.
Which is a country town, if you don't know.
Are you from Warrnambool, Dave?
Yeah.
You guys know each other?
We do know each other. CJ and me used to live together.
What? You just make him sit in the audience.
Our stand-up career started. We're from a small town, a smallish town, a beautiful town, but our career started together and, yes, back in the day.
I'm thinking of going back to Warrnambool so I can have, just to bring up my little family that I have now. For 20 years, I was Mr. Single, living in Melbourne, focused on my career.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, maybe I need to refocus. And, you know, the rent's cheaper.
Yeah. So money's tight. money's tight, basically.
Well, I guess money's always a bit
tight. For everyone besides you, Hughes.
Yeah.
Maybe CJ can stay in the blockhouse that you bought. Yeah. Yes. Have you offered that up?
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. That would be really helpful.
Problem solved, CJ.
Yeah.
Yes, but there's a fair loan to pay off. Rent.
So you're not going to let him?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Go sit in the audience again, CJ.
The big city versus a small town. And CJ's done a lot of work on TV over the years. There's a long history of ads that you've done.
There is. This is the thing. There is a part of me that feels like I'm going to give up the opportunities that I might have staying in Melbourne.
But I think this problem is a lot of people think about. You live in a big city, it's a rat race, rent is really expensive, you buy a house, it's really expensive. Mm-hmm. But you think that you've got some dream that you're chasing and...
Hang on. Are you saying that CJ's dream's over? The way you said that was like he's got some silly dream that he's chasing.
No, not silly. I didn't say silly dream.
No, but there was an inference.
No, what I'm saying...
I believe in CJ.
I believe in CJ as well. Okay. Yes, I have, and I've lent you money.
You said butting.
That's why you're here, CJ. Give him his $20 back.
When I get another ad, I'll give you back your money.
You said that the last ad. Yeah. At the age of 45, you met an American girl who at the time was like 24, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yes, and she's stunning, and she loves you.
Hughesy told me the story. Get a load of this. He rented out the bedroom in his two-bedroom flat as an Airbnb. Mm. And she came and stayed.
She never left.
Never left?
Mm. I'm still charging her. My main priority is the baby and my wife.
Will Thomason, who's
Will
beautiful.
Thomason, yes.
Absolutely.
What does the baby want?
A rich dad.
My mum lives in Warrnambool. My brother and sister live in Warrnambool. My brother works at Cheese World. You know that?
I do know
that. And
they're
always hiring at Cheese World. So it is the home of cheese in this country, all right? So the Warrnambool mayor has left a message. This is the mayor of our country town.
Really?
Here we go. This is directly for you, CJ. Let's go. Wow.
Hello, everyone, and a special hello to long-lost Warrnambool son, CJ. I'm Warrnambool Mayor Tony Herbert, and it's great to have this opportunity to invite CJ to come back home to the Bull. Firstly, it's a shame the comedy thing hasn't quite worked out for you, CJ. The main street's been given a complete makeover, the silver ball's been painted, we still have Cheese World. Anyhow, CJ, give me a call, we'll talk it over, it'd be great to have you back, and Hughesy, the above also applies to you. We're here to help if needed.
Come on, give it up for Tony.
I think we should all move there. That looks amazing.
It is a beautiful place. I believe too many people are living in the big cities and people should move back to the country areas.
Oh, do you?
I absolutely do.
Dave, maybe you could move back to Warrnambool one day. Would you do that?
You know what? One day I'm going to move back to Warrnambool, yeah? And we're going to hang out like we used to do.
Well, right, so I'll be there, will I?
Can we give it up for CJ Fortuna? Welcome back to the show where no problem goes home unsolved. My guests have been doing a great job of solving other people's problems. Now it's their turn. What is your problem, Ivan?
So I moved to a first world country, Australia, because I wanted to have a first world country problem.
Yep.
First world country problems are simple.
Yep.
And then I got here, realized that they're the complete opposite. And first world country problems are just very complex and extremely overwhelming. And I'm just suffering from anxiety and depression.
So third world problems in Venezuela, they actually
simple
so
problems.
It's like get enough food.
No, yeah,
get
food, water, medicine, yeah, right, money to pay ransom. Okay. Yeah, just at the end of the day, you go, nobody killed me, and you celebrate, and you tomorrow will be another day. First world country problems like are overwhelming. Yeah. And, like, you have human rights and global warming and political correctness and animal cruelty and racism and homophobia, transphobia, refugees, bullying, plastic bags, toxic masculinity, plastic straws.
Man, that's just 1 week on the project,
Well, he's got a lot to talk about, isn't he?
There's time to care about the environment
in
first world countries. And that's a great thing. Like, it's a thing that I, like, for example, you have this thing in first world countries, you have the Earth Hour. You pick one day. You pick one day a year. During this day, you pick 1 hour. You don't use any power, electricity, nothing, and then you call it the Earth Hour.
Yeah.
In Venezuela, we call it Tuesdays. My problem is, how can I deal with first world country problems and not have anxiety?
I can move to Warrnambool.
I remember when I worked on the cucumber farm. Just every day, I just had to pick the cucumbers.
And you have never been happier?
I never have. I was just, you just grab the cucumbers
never
and
happy,
you...
Never happy with a cucumber in your hand, mate?
Do the action, Susie.
You grab the cucumber, you slide your hand down it...
to see if it's prickly.
No wonder you've never been happier, mate.
And if it was a smooth slide, if it slid smoothly, you pick the cucumber...
What if it was knobbly? What happens?
If it was knobbly, you let it go so it could smooth on its own.
It wasn't ready. It wasn't ready.
And it was a simple life.
If they're knobbly, they're not ready.
Yes, and I was so happy. I think you've got to remember what your life was like in Venezuela and go there every night.
Kidnap somebody. Just find somebody.
Maybe you should head to the States and try and cross the border and, you know, just get tear gassed and have your children separated from you and just feel alive again.
Feel alive,
We're glad to have you in this country, mate. And we hope... We hope that your anxiety lasts for a long time, so...
Thank you.
We all have problems, whether you're, you know, a prince or a pauper, whether you're a nobody or a celebrity, you have problems. And right now we're going to bring out a major celebrity who has issues. Put your hands together. Come on, guys, put your hands together for the wonderful Michelle Bridges! Michelle, you're a trainer, you're an author, you've had 16 best-selling fitness books. So I don't know how you could have any problems.
Peter Hellyer's got all of them.
Yeah. Oh, we'll read them one day. Yeah. Oh, well.
But to be fair, we don't know what he looked like before.
I've known him for 20 years.
Yeah, right.
He was thinner.
You know, I remember getting a phone call. Yeah. I got a phone call from Channel 9 once asking me, they said, oh, we're doing a new celebrity weight loss show, Celebrity Boomba, whatever it was called, yeah. I forget. As if we want you to be involved. You know what I said? I said, oh, listen, that's great. Thanks for asking me, but I'm not looking at hosting anything at the moment.
They're
just laughing on the other end.
But what is your problem?
Yes, what is your problem?
How can Michelle Bridges have
problems? Well, it's a serious issue.
Yeah,
whenever I find myself in a situation where social engagement, whether it be a wedding, a birthday, the supermarket, people start confessing their sins to me. I feel like I'm kind of like in a confessional.
Are only food sins, or are they just coming up to you and going, I killed an old lady?
I certainly get a lot of, when I was this age, I used to do that, or I did eat chocolate today, but, like, what's in your groceries? So, I know I shouldn't have this in my groceries, but...
People can't relax around you.
No, it's they feel really like unnerving.
They feel like you're judging them, don't they?
Yeah, and there's no judgment here.
You don't judge other people.
No.
It's interesting, because I saw Michelle in the green room when I first arrived, and I was starving, and I was eating a muesli bar. And I've known Michelle for ages, and I know you're not judgmental in any way.
I was judging you.
I found myself wanting to say, oh, I'm here for a long day, I've had a long day, so I've needed a sugar crisis. And I found myself doing exactly that. It must be exhausting being you.
It's exhausting.
I saw you in the makeup room, and I came right up to you, and what was I eating?
You were eating a massive chocolate paddle pop.
That is bullshit. I was eating a banana.
You were eating a banana.
Michelle, your problem you had about people judging your shopping trolley, I think that anyone with a profile gets trolley shamed.
What's in your trolley
shamed? I was trolley shamed once. I was in the supermarket. Mm. Woman behind me, she was behind me, and she was a jolly lass, and she was wearing entirely fleece. That's all I'm saying. And she looked at my trolley and went, ooh, somebody's having a party.
And were you?
I was like, yeah, there's a few coming over. There wasn't anyone coming over.
It's a normal night.
You know what, Michelle, people need to know that you don't care, that you're relaxed around food and people are able to eat whatever they like. And they need to know that by seeing you pretending you're at a party. And at this party at the moment, what that is that's a deep fried Mars bar.
Oh, and, my God, have you ever?
I know.
Had deep fried anything?
I've had three this morning.
Can you pass them down?
Oh, Josh.
Pass them down the line.
Yeah. Oh, the sit-ups. Before you do that. Are there any carbs in this?
You can, yes. I must admit I've never really had one of these, but I think we could probably all...
Could you bite into it and just bite right into it? Bite into it.
Oh, hello.
And just have a bit of a chew and tell us...
Is it delicious? Is it stunning?
Mine looks like...
Oh, stunning. All right, here I go.
Mine looks like something from a war film.
Oh, my God, that's great.
We're going to eat into it.
Tell me you've eaten a banana before. This is what you really wanted to be eating.
Really beautiful.
Guys, I think we've seen the new Michelle Bridges and we're happy with her, yeah? No more judgment from Michelle Bridges. Thank you again.
Hey there, sorry to interrupt your podcast, but once you've finished up here, why don't you head over to Hammer at Home? You'll hear from me, Barry Dubois. I'll be talking to all sorts of interesting people from all different walks of life about their homes, families, all sorts of stuff. Start by giving my chat with Dr. Chris Brown a listen. I reckon it's a lot of laughs. Take it easy, catch you soon.
Welcome back to the show that kicks your problems to the curbs out. You people have been doing a fantastic job. We need to help you. Kate Langbrook, what is your problem?
You know how we're all getting scammed all the time now?
Yeah.
Constantly.
Almost every day someone will be like the tax officer. Yeah,
recording
messages.
And, you have to. You're going to end up in jail. So then I started doing this thing on our radio show they're mainly Nigerian. It's romance.
Oh, I was trying to get the accent, what it was.
No, that wasn't. I mean, I'm the master of accents. So I put a profile up online and I started talking to them. And they made contact, and then I started taping the conversations, and we've been playing them on our radio show. And now the problem is, I really love having an online romance. They sing to you. Amanda, they're the best boyfriends in the world. They always pick up. They're never too busy to hear your problems.
This is you playing Barb. She puts the wig on and everything. Looks great. Mm-hmm. But playing Barb, singing.
A very wealthy widow from Barangaroo, because I had to bait the hook.
From so Barangaroo.
He knew how rich I was.
And how old's Barb?
About 58.
Yeah, it's all right. So she's got
lost her husband.
He's dead.
Classic.
Yeah. So all right. So let's have a listen to you two singing together. Here we go.
Oh, my dear, a female dear, ray, a drop of golden sun. Me a name I call myself. Far a long way to run.
I mean, that went on for a long time.
At least he's given you a pearl necklace.
What's the problem then?
The problem is I miss them. Once they find out, Yvonne, that I'm not going to give them any money, they block me. Yeah.
Oh. So that romance has ended.
Then I'm just left with my husband and my four kids.
All right, so listen, he's asking for a flight here. So here we go.
The flight is about $5,000.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't understand. So will you wait till you get paid, or I don't understand.
If you can trust me so much and you can help me book the flight, I will be with you.
I help you book the flights? Of course I can help you book the flights.
No, he means pay for the flights. Here's the thing. Is it unethical for me to scam a scammer?
We've done a story on this on the project, and the advice was not to try to scam the scammers, in all seriousness.
I know.
Because you don't know what information they can glean, and some of them get very angry.
They do get angry.
Has it ever occurred to you that Carey's doing a radio show and he's...
Well, if he is,
that would be fun.
Keep scamming the scammer.
His ratings are through the roof.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, well, we've been out here, guys. There's been a man burrowing away or scribbling away very busily in our green room. Chris, at the start of the show...
Oh, with a tattoo gun.
...decided that he would be getting the Aussie icon on his leg next to Russell Coit and Alf Stewart and me. And how's he feeling?
He's relaxed.
Anyway, it's going to come up soon. He's going to be coming out here. He's going to present his leg. Who's
it
going to be?
I'm excited.
Before we get to the great tattoo reveal, it's time for yes or no problems. You've got to have quick answers, guys. Go with your gut here. We haven't got time to muck about. Here we go. Tina writes, my friend is a wannabe goth and has put a stuffed crow in his lounge room. Has he gone too far, yes or no?
As long as Russell's not involved, I think we're OK.
Oh. How much would you love a stuffed Russell Crowe in your bedroom?
Somewhere to hang your umbrella.
Well, as you're looking these days, you need a lot of stuffing, I'd say.
But don't forget, he's got a beautiful mind.
He does. I love Russell Crowe. And if you're watching, Russell, can I be in your next movie? Jennifer writes, I want a new career, but I'm 48 years old. Is it worth going back to uni for 3 years, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say yes, absolutely.
I think if you want to study something for life's enjoyment, do it. But if you're studying to get a job when you're 50,
she wants a career, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think it's too late.
We're living longer, Amanda. She could live to 160.
I know.
Absolutely. I'm the same age as Jennifer. What I'm saying is I could change my career right now, couldn't I?
Please do.
Samantha sent this one in. My kids and husband want to get a dog, but I don't. Should I give in, yes or no?
Yes.
A dog is the best investment you can make.
I agree.
Absolutely. Dogs, get your walking,
Kate. I thought Bitcoin was.
No, dogs are better than Bitcoin, honestly.
Absolutely, and everyone in the family can love the dog.
Nina writes, my mum and her partner have been staying at my place for 18 months and it's starting to get awkward. Is it okay to ask them to move out?
Yes!
Get them out.
Yes.
God almighty, mum, go find a bed, sit and rack off. Not my mum, she can move in.
You speak to somebody else now?
Once again, a private
I'm happy for my mum to stay at my place. She never wants to, though.
The kids are too little.
Yes.
And that's not restful for them.
Yeah, no, fair.
Yeah, yeah. The kids, you know.
Yeah, if I could move out, I would too. Guys, that's the end of yes or no. This is the moment, the great reveal. We've waited the whole time. Chris, the man who's got an Aussie icon series started on his legs through real tattoos, was going to get a tattoo of one of you four. Can we welcome him back to the stage?
Yes!
Give it up for the man, Chris. You stand there. How was the experience, mate? Can you first show us your other tattoos? You've got. Here we look. One more time. That's
Al Stewart.
Al Stewart. Where is
Russell Coit?
Russell Coit. Is Russell Coit there as well? Yeah. Russell Coit. Whoever's on this leg is going to be there for life. Are you happy with it so far?
Absolutely.
You happy with the decision?
Yes.
All right. We're about to see who has he put on his leg. It's going to be there forever, everyone. Who is next to Husey on Chris's leg? Here we go. One, two, three. Lower that sock.
Great.
I'd like to thank everyone we've had on the show. Stay there. Give it up for Amanda Carlisle, Ivan and Risty Gatta, Kate Langer,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.